We're now encroaching upon meet season for the Hastings Raiders girls swimming and diving team. And through the first couple of weeks of practice, this team has grown as a collective unit. Head coach Katie McAlpin of the Raiders joined KDWA Sports on Tuesday to look back at the first 2 weeks of practice and a preview Thursday's showdown with Tartan in the season opener. First, Coach McAlpin has been very pleased with what she's seen in the pool during practice this year.
We have had a really good first 2 weeks. The girls have been doing two-a-days, Monday through Thursday, and then one practice on Friday. So some of them have been practicing 9 times a week, which is great. You know, they haven't been in the pool, some of them, since last year girls' season. So they had a lot of catching up to do and just getting, we always say, the feel of the water back, you know, just to see what that feels like, or get up on the diving board and do some jumps and just kind of get your diving legs back and ready to be able to perform in that first meet.
Whether putting the yards in the pool or scoring points on the diving board, the Raiders have seen growth in many of their kids throughout the first 2 weeks. And that's exactly what Coach McAlpin and the Raiders want to see as they head into their first meets. Coach McAlpin and a couple of the athletes that have been excelling in practice, both in swimming and diving.
Yep, Annika came back as a diver. She's a senior captain this year, and she has been really fun to watch. She's been just throwing all kinds of stuff, and when we were doing sprints the other day, she was up on the board getting ready to do one of her dives, and I made all the swimmers stop and watch her. So Brianna will look down at me and be like, "Hey, we need an audience," and then all of us stop and watch whoever's on the diving board, which is super fun because, you know, the divers, it's different. You know, it's not like your head's underwater. You're up on that board. You're up on a platform where everybody is kind of watching you in a meet, and it's good for them. It kind of gives them that extra little boost to want to try something or do well at it because everybody's watching and cheering them on. So I think that's been super fun to do. We do a set where they have to kind of beat a time that they did last time. So every 2 weeks we do this set where they have to do best average 100s, and we did it for the second time this morning. And actually we had Claire Meyer, who's a JV swimmer, and she came out this year. She used to swim back in middle school, so I didn't really know her prior to her coming out this year. She's a junior, and we have a contest to see who can drop the most time from the first time we did it to the next time, and then the next time after that. They swim for movie theater boxes of candy, which is hilarious. Started it years and years ago with the boys and boxes of Whoppers, and it just kind of escalated from there. But it's been really cool that, you know, she came back out to swim and is having fun and doing really, really well. We also have Ashton and the Jenkin girls and Kira and all those girls that are up on the faster end of the team who are in the water and working hard.
Whether it's sprints, distance, or the relays, I asked Coach McAlpin to talk a little bit about where she feels her team has the most depth heading into their first meets.
I think relays are going to be really fun just to watch the kids kind of work together. And we're a very, very strong team for our conference, so there's a lot of times where I will balance out our relays and have, like, take all their season best times and balance them out so that they're all within a second of each other, and then they go out there and they race each other. Sometimes you give them, like, different incentives or whatever, but it's just fun for them to be like, oh, you know, and then I mix them up. It'll have fastest to slowest, so you don't have, like, all the fast kids on one relay and whatever. They're all mixed up, so somebody's in the lead and then somebody else is in the lead, and it's just fun to watch them get into it and race each other. But as far as individual events, we have pretty well spread evenly through all of our events. We have one, if not two, very, very strong swimmers in each event. So we're pretty balanced and ready to go.
The age breakdown of this 2020 Hastings Raiders girls swim and dive team extends all the way from middle school on up to a talented senior class.
Well, we pulled up 2 eighth graders, and they have been absolutely great. They're in the water working hard every single day. We have a very, very small group of freshmen. Only, I think there's 4 off the top of my head, not having a list in front of me. And we have 6 seniors who have swam at least 4 years through the program. So that's awesome to be able to watch them finish out their last season. We have a lot of juniors and sophomores, so we're kind of right there in the center where we have a bunch. We graduated 9 seniors last year, so that was a third of our team. So we're a lot lower in numbers this year than we have in past years, but that's to be expected with everything going on.
The season opener on Thursday might look a bit different than in the past, mainly because there won't be any fans in attendance. Coach McAlpin breaks down some of the protocol for the opening meet of the year at the Hastings Middle School pool as the Blue and Gold take on the Tartan Titans.
It is going to be very, very different. Last week, we had like a little practice session with the girls on where they need to move logistically on the pool deck and whatnot for a meet. But I've been emailing back and forth with the tartan coach, just kind of getting on the same page, like, here's our guidelines, here's expectations for his team. And it's been a really good conversation and made this big, huge plan and shared it with him. And, you know, this is what we're going to do. So the girls all have to be, you know, socially distanced and have their masks on unless they're competing. So they're getting really used to it. They've been absolutely great about making sure that they stay spread apart and have their masks on when they're supposed to. But we cannot have spectators, which is super sad and really hard because we have a lot of parents who are like, I just want to watch my kids swim or dive. We are allowed to have 6 timers. So our parents are allowed to have, you know, 1 person behind each lane. So they all get 1 timing shift. So 1 parent gets to see their kids swim 1 time, but that's really the best we can do as far as that. And then it worked out really well because we have 6 seniors and we have 6 lanes. So for senior night, our last home meet, they're able to have one of their parents there. So that's super cool.